Let's get straight into it with David Shapiro, Deputy Chairman at Sasfin Securities, to help us make sense of how the markets performed today. Always a pleasure chatting to you, David. Good evening. How are you?
I could have missed this one today. You could have written me off.
I know. I've been itching to talk to you. So tell us, what did you make? Let's start with the tone of you know, delivery of the speech.
You know, Dudu, to be fair, we don't know how much of the losses that we saw today had to do with the budget and how much has to do with what's happening in the global economy and what's happening in world markets. Because if you look at Germany, where Angela Merkel has recommended, I think it's a one-month lockdown. Well, really meaning you can't go to bars and you can't go to restaurants and so on. I don't know the full extent of it. But the DAX, which is the German market, was down about 4%. We've seen Europe under pressure. We've seen the U.S. under enormous pressure as well. So there's a lot of follow-through from those markets into our market. So to try and distinguish what's SA and what's global is very hard to say. You know, my view is that I think a lot more has to do with where we are in the world, increasing incidents of increasing outbreaks of COVID in the US, in the UK, you know, in Europe, and so on. So I think it's really worrying markets whether this is going to set back any recovery in the global economy.
Murky
so you
waters.
Must understand that, yeah. You know, you've got to understand that and measure that in before we get too carried away with what's happening here.
And let's get into what is happening here. What did you make of it all?
Well, I think we're a little disappointed in the sense, I think the disappointment in the sense that I think we were looking for more on the structural side, more detail on what structural reforms the Treasury were talking about or the Finance Minister was talking about. So there was very limited detail. Yes, he is committed to rehabilitating the fiscal, the financial situation of the country, and also picking up growth. But there's very little to get your teeth into around that. And I think what did shock people initially was the increase in debt, that we're going to see debt increasing all the way up to, certainly for another 5 years before it starts coming down. I think what the positive side were the austerity measures, but there's still a bit of skepticism whether he'll be able to implement, I think it's about 300 billion rand cuts over the next few years, which would include freezing public service wages. So I think there's worries about that. There's skepticism around that. But there were no tax increases mentioned. I think the tax increases that were mentioned, like at 5 billion, next year and thereafter, I don't think are very big. I think they're relatively small and will be covered by excise duties or maybe some marginal increases in personal tax. I can't see that. But that's disappointment in the size of the debt. And the big worry about that, and I know you've got Annabelle and you've got more intelligent economists coming on. I'm really an accountant who looks at the market, but I think the big worry is as debt increases, so it takes away money from the economy. You know, the more you have to service the debt, the less there is to invest in actually growing this economy. So I think that's the big concern.
Makes you wonder if we're on the cusp of a debt crisis. But I'd like to get your thoughts on this. A lot of people hot and bothered about South African Airways getting another bailout.
Yeah.
Is this something we need to be tickled about?
It seems to be almost an obsession. And we don't know what that obsession is. Mm. You know, why it's become such an important issue. I think we'd like to either see it merged, sold, or, kind of scrapped. Rather than taking what much needed money and putting it into a project which we don't know whether it's genuinely going to fly. So I think there's so many other people around there, so many other airlines, that could come in and assist. I'm not quite sure why there is this absolute obsession with saving it. And already, as the minister mentioned, it's like 26 billion has gone into it this year. This 10 plus 16 that was spent earlier on. And, one's not quite sure what it's going to absorb in time to come. So that's something that I don't think we're ever going to get to the bottom of.
Right. Let's take a look at commodities. Gold mining down today.
One would have thought that in this mood that we're seeing globally, the gold prices would have gone up, you know, people getting very nervous, therefore heading for safety. We didn't see that. You know, the gold prices actually come down quite a lot. Platinum price came down a lot. And, of course, worries about growth, worries about demand have knocked the oil price. So oil was down 3-4. I don't know where it is at the moment. The last I looked was around about 4.5%, which is a big, big fall. So I think a lot of commodities are reacting to concerns that the global economy is going to slow down again, and that's going to hurt demand. But I must say I'm disappointed in gold, because I think that yesterday we already seen gold stabilize and go better, but today it just it came all the way back. It could be that the gold bulls are being squeezed. You know, when markets fall, many of them, you know, a lot of this is, a lot of markets are run by traders, and when markets fall generally, you have to sell whatever you have to meet margin calls and so on. So it could be around that that we've seen gold fall and gold shares coming down.
Sufficient for the day is its own. Let's let you rest, David. Thank you very much for helping us make sense of the markets. Our market watcher this evening, David Shapiro, Deputy Chairman at Sasfin Securities.